This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. A former Loveland police officer who injured an elderly woman has accepted a plea deal. CPR's Paolo Schalzada reports.
Austin Hopp pleaded guilty to one felony assault charge. He's one of two officers who stopped Karen Garner, who has dementia, while she was picking flowers near a Loveland Walmart. Garner suffered a dislocated shoulder and a broken arm during the arrest. John Stewart, Garner's son, said his family disapproves of the deal.
We want justice, and the only way justice is going to happen is if they go to court.
Hopp's charges can carry 2 to 8 years in prison. He could have faced more than 30 years if found guilty of his other charges. I'm Paolo Schalzada, CPR News.
Louisville will let victims of the Marshall Fire opt out of new climate-friendly building codes. CPR Sam Brash explains.
Louisville adopted the codes just weeks before the fire. They require homes minimize their climate impact with energy efficiency measures and some form of renewable power, like rooftop solar. Fire victim Mark Hughes told council members he took issue with anyone framing his loss as an opportunity to help the environment.
I don't want to be treated like I'm an opportunity. I'm a Louisville resident, and I want my home back.
The council decided to let fire victims rebuild to the previous construction standards. The tougher 2021 codes remain in place for anyone else building new homes. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Partly cloudy, lows around 30 for our state tonight. 55 degrees in Denver. It is 60 in Fort Collins and 39 in Vail. This is CPR News.